Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on March 20th. So this is the little lady who made this big war. That's how President Abraham Lincoln greeted Harriet Beecher Stowe when the two met 10 years after Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, was published on this day in 1852. The anti-slavery book, which Stowe wrote in response to tightened fugitive slave laws, sold 300,000 copies in 3 months and played a major role in turning Americans against slavery. Surprising fact? Along with Ralph Waldo Emerson, Stowe was one of the original contributors to The Atlantic, which launched several years before Uncle Tom's Cabin was published. Also on this day in history, in 1934, Babe Diedrichson pitched one inning of a major league exhibition game. In 1965, President Johnson promised National Guard troops would protect marchers in Alabama. And in 1995, terrorists attacked the Tokyo subway with sarin gas. That's all for today in history. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you, and of course, have a great day. Don't forget to check out History This Week, the podcast This Day in History fans love. Here's a sneak peek of this week's episode, out now.
History This Week, March 20th, 1703. It's late afternoon, the beginning of spring, and about 50 men are waiting to die. They're former samurai, and there's a special place prepared for their death in the front garden of a rich house in Japan. All of them had served the same lord, and ultimately, they gave their lives to avenge him. Today, the story of the 47 Ronin. Why did these men decide that to be loyal samurai, they had to die? And how did this moment live on for centuries and become part of the national story of Japan? I'm Sally Helm, and this is History This Week. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Spoken Layer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.